One of the most popular parts of the one-year-old national health care law is now in place for many Americans. Kids can stay on their parents' insurance longer until age 26, but not for Alaska state retirees. Governor Sean Parnell decided not to offer them the benefit. That's upsetting to one family who could have used it. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Jeff Bocart's 25-year-old daughter was unstoppable until last fall when she got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
It was quite a shock to all of us and the whole community because she really was health itself, a tall, strapping gal who canned her own fish and did her own gardens and long been conscientious of what she ate. It was just one of those things that kind of showed everybody that this kind of thing can happen to anybody.
Bocard is a retired teacher and lives outside Haines with his wife. Once their daughter hit her early 20s, she couldn't be on their health care plan, so she didn't have insurance because her job working with disabled Alaskans offered about 30 hours a week, just under the number needed to qualify for employer coverage. Because the health care law, signed by President Obama last year, says kids can be covered on their parents' plans up to age 26, the Bocarts thought their daughter could benefit. But Jeff's wife, Adrienne, found out otherwise.
She called, and she was told by the person on the other end that children of retirees are not covered. Well, I was very disappointed in that.
As the Bocart's daughter struggled to find insurance, she started her chemotherapy treatments, and the bills racked up. She did eventually get coverage through the state's program for those who can't get insurance elsewhere, but she's in debt because of the early, uninsured treatments. To Jeff Bocard, it would have been faster and a lot less stressful to get her on the family's insurance plan. He blames politics.
I mean, you know, let's face it, too. Some people involved with this, you know, it doesn't have to do whether there's a real need or not. It's about party politics, and that's really frustrating when you have a child at death's door in a life and death situation.
Republican Governor Sean Parnell is fighting the health care law because he says its order that everyone have insurance is unconstitutional. When asked about the retiree benefits, he instead emphasized his stance against the law.
Process. We'll continue to stand up for Alaskans.
But to the Bocart family, fighting the law isn't standing up for Alaskans. Governor Parnell told reporters at a recent press conference that he couldn't weigh in on the issue of retiree benefits.
When it comes to the state retiree issue you've identified, I actually need to go back and get further information on where we stand with that in our budget process. So I can't answer that question for you right now.
Parnell's acting director for the Division of Retirement and Benefits, Jim Puckett, says because the feds left it optional to include retirees, the state's not doing it. It has enough on its plate that's mandatory and costly.
Until we know what the full bill is going to be for all of the provisions, the other areas that the state's going to have to comply with, until we know what the bill is for that, well, then let's not put on anything that we don't have to. Maybe we'll do it in the future, but we just won't do it now.
Puckett says any new benefits to the retiree plan would have to be paid for by the state, which he says is not prudent. In fact, he calls it immoral to rack up more costs in tight budget times.
It would be foolish for me to go get a loan for a boat or some other recreational vehicles, something that I didn't have to do. That's the way we looked at it. It is a mandate from the federal government, but in this case, they said we're not going to enforce it.
The Parnell administration estimates including up to 26-year-olds on the retiree plan would cost the state $1.5 million a year. One Parnell official did call that number relatively small. Anchorage Democratic Senator Hollis French says he's willing to pay that much, but the cost may even be an overestimate because people in their 20s are relatively healthy.
This is an easy one. This is a no-brainer. Kids are inexpensive to insure. They're generally healthy, but like every other American, they're subject to catastrophic illnesses that come out of nowhere, whether through an accident or whether, you know, it's a disease you didn't anticipate. Every other American is getting the benefit of this new reform, because the Affordable Care Act in general has instituted it very, very widely, carving out this one little narrow exception. Let's close it.
Governor Parnell's office says it's up to the legislature to act. So Democratic Anchorage Senator Betty Davis has a bill that would cover the kids of retirees up to age 26. Senator French signed on this week to be a co-sponsor. Meanwhile, Jeff Bocart says the town of Haines threw fundraisers for his sick daughter and did what it could to help her out.
It's heartwarming to see that the community has stepped up and helped out our daughter when the state has dropped the ball, you know.
Bocart says there's a happy ending to this story for now. His daughter's cancer is in remission. Her expensive treatments seem to have worked. Now the 25-year-old has to pay off her medical bills. Bocart is confident his independent daughter can do it, but he says a parent never wants to see their child start her adult life in debt. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.